Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Brian Morton, all here for the Pre-W. Smith Show this morning. Glad you're joining us. Lots to report in the news, lots going on. Of course, the midterm elections, you know, just finished, and record turnout here in the state of Michigan for a midterm election. That's really interesting. Boy, there were some people that felt really passionate about the issues and the candidates associated with this year's midterms, and they showed up to make their voice heard.
The midterms Good job, Michigan. Now.
Yeah, exactly. Good job. Exactly. Good job, Michigan. All right, it's November 10th, and this day is known for many things, but one thing this day is known for, a day that is infamous for the sinking of the great Edmund Fitzgerald. November 10th, 1975 is the sinking of this Great Lakes iron ore freighter. 729-foot Edmund Fitzgerald, when launched and operating, was the largest freighter on the Great Lakes, shipping taconite pellets, iron ore pellets, from Lake Superior all the way down to the processing factories, and met her fate as a result of an early November storm that swept across the plains and hit the Great Lakes, ultimately taking the 729-foot freighter to its icy bed at the bottom of Lake Superior in 535 feet of water, cracked in half in two parts, resting on the bottom, the back part upside down, the front part of the ship facing upwards, the bow of the ship badly damaged, kind of indicating the massive and sudden event that took that ship. We recognize the 29 men that lost their lives on that ship on that fateful day. All right, listen, that's the Gordon Lightfoot song, of course, playing in the background. Haunting song that really captured, that's artistry, really captured the feeling and the essence of that event so well. Part of what makes that event so legendary. All right, I've got other news today as well. Speaking of wind and water, got an event in Florida as well, a hurricane.
Oh my God, wind and water is right. Our poor friends from Florida, they just can't catch a break. Hurricane Nicole sets a record for the latest in the calendar year hurricane to ever make landfall on Florida's East Coast. It has now turned into a tropical storm heading towards Orlando. Orlando has, you know, cancellations, you know, flight cancellations. And all I keep thinking in my head is all these snowbirds that are preparing for the holiday to leave and head south. What are they going to go down to?
Well, we'll see. The hurricane is just hitting landfall, I believe, right this morning, right? Mm-hmm. It's making landfall late. It's unusual to have a hurricane this late in the season,
yeah,
right?
That's why it broke a record for the latest in the year, yeah, in the calendar year, right?
Right, hitting in November now. You know, mm-hmm, this is a time when we see a lot of transitional weather. I mean, look at our own weather now, going from warm this week to into the 30s, 40s, 30s this coming weekend.
Yeah.
This tends to mark a transitional time. Typically, transitional weather can lead to big weather events. I don't know directly how this relates to what's happening in Florida. But, you know, in other weather news, first big snowstorm of the year hit out west. Flagstaff, Arizona, seeing meaningful snowfall amounts and moving across the plains heading our way. Probably, obviously, won't be a snowstorm by the time it hits us.
Right.
But you can see this is that transitional weather event time, yeah, and events like
Michigan
hurricanes
will have
and
their
storms on the
sandals on.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead, Kristen.
I was going to say Michigan will have their sandals on today. Arizona will have their snow,
yes,
boots, and Florida
that,
will still have an,
right,
umbrella.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's something, everything's upside down.
Everything's upside down.
Yeah. Well, and on lighter news, we had some country music awards last night as well. Who brought home the all the goodies?
Great night. Lainey Wilson had quite a few nominations. She won Female Vocalist of the Year, New Artist of the Year, Entertainer of the Year went to Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Male Vocalist of the Year was Chris Stapleton. And Album of the Year, Growing Up, Luke Combs. Cool night.
Mark,
I love country music.
Have you been to an award show, Mark?
Oh, no.
Really? Mark, you're famous.
Emmys awards.
Oh, just the Emmys?
What else? the Detroit Music Awards, Motor City Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
You won a few of those, I bet.
Yeah, quite a few of those.
I'll bet. Kristen.
Jeff, have you ever been to an award show?
Kristen being a country music singer.
Hardly.
In the shower.
Yeah, in the car.
singing about your life, yes, and times. Right. Yes.
Yeah, oh boy. Wow.
Yeah. Poetically, I'm sure, no doubt.
Sure.
I have been to a few music awards shows, you know. I lead a music app called Fan Label, among other things that I do, in our venture incubator in Birmingham, Michigan. We've got this cool music app called Fan Label. But
great app.
That's
cool. Check it out.
All right. Well, as a result of leading Fan Label, I made my way to the Grammys last year. That was pretty cool. And a few other awards as well. But are you guys, I'm curious, Mark, you said you love country music. I mean, you didn't grow up on country music.
No, it's the new rock and roll, I think.
It's big.
My son and all his friends listen to it. It's great. I love it.
Do you ever find yourself in the car putting on a country music station, Kristen?
No. No, Jeff, no.
You haven't?
I haven't turned the corner to that.
Bought in
yet.
No.
I mean, I enjoy it, but I'm not an active listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
Okay. You know, I enjoy a good song. You know, I enjoy a good song. And so there are many great country songs that I would listen to over and over again that I've got on my playlist even. But generally speaking, I probably haven't bought in yet either fully. I probably wouldn't turn to putting on country music and listening to just a broad array of country music. The style I appreciate, I like, and as I say, I love some songs, but not fully bought in yet.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you some songs to listen to.
Okay, good.
You'll change your mind.
No, I've got some.
Fill our playlist, Mark.
Great. Having a cold beer by the pool.
Listen. That's the thing about music. It's very social. I want to hear your list, Mark. I want to hear your tips.
I mean, it's 70 degrees today. We could.
And I'm getting it from the new millennial Gen Z generation.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we're going to run to a break. We're going to come back with more here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us.